The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. They like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed rep at BecksHybrids.com. Look at Bill's sweatshirt, please, Sip. What does that say on it?
Okay, let me see.
Beck's.
Beck's.
I know this right now. They're not planting today.
Why is that?
Because of the rain. Drought's over.
Yeah.
Drought is officially over. So there's no seeds getting put in the ground today, but that's a good thing. We'd much rather have the rain. It'll just bump us back a couple days.
That's right.
Those guys are still got a lot going on out there. And so if you stop by to pick up some seeds right there, since things are a little down right now, they got some cornhole set up. So you can play some games there. There's they got a couple
cornhole.
Couple pool tables set up inside the shop there. There's, we can come in, get your seeds still, load you up, ready to go, can't plant. shoot some stick. Not that foosball tables.
Shoot some stick.
Shuffleboard.
Shoot
it's all,
some stick.
It's all set up inside of their shop there. So right now they're picking up seed. They're taking some free time because they know it's going to be 24/7 here once we get a little bit of things dried out a little bit. But they're ready to go.
Beck's,
Sunny.
Yeah, Sunny's the man. BecksHybrids.com. Check it out today. 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. We mentioned this in the first segment, but again, Nebraska, for the second time in 5 years, no players drafted in the NFL draft. 7 rounds, nobody taken. Now, there's been guys who have been signed as undrafted free agents.
You
want to
go through the list a little bit? You want to go through the list?
Yes.
Yes.
Real quick.
What do you got?
Real quick before we go through the Nebraska list, to illustrate how difficult it is to play in the NFL, to get drafted, to make a team, to become an NFL player, to make that your profession, there's always names that freak me out. This may not freak you out, Bill or Jake. It freaks me out. Talia
Tagovailoa.
Not drafted. He's a really good quarterback. Live arm. He was. My glasses are broken.
I see that.
He can't get drafted. He's good. He's good. He was hard to defend, right?
He's a solid quarterback. He's solid.
Solid. Yeah.
I don't think that Hartman from Notre Dame got drafted.
Oh, you're correct. He did not get drafted.
Wow. Yeah.
Sam Hartman, undrafted.
Yeah. He was at the combine. That did not get drafted. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the portal from Wake Forest to go to Notre Dame, and he does not get drafted.
Every year you can play this game where you can, where you look at guys, wow, he didn't get drafted. Hartman's a better example than
Tagovailoa. Yeah.
Hartman's a better example. I'll give you that. But, wow. Anyway, okay, so Nebraska guys.
All undrafted. These are all guys signed as free agents.
Omar
afterwards.
Brown signed as an undrafted free agent with the Broncos, as did Quentin Newsome. Now those guys, and I only know this because Parker Gabriel covers the Broncos. They visited the Broncos camp, before the draft. Teams can only bring in 30 guys for visits. So they were among the 30, so no surprise there. They both went to the Broncos. Nordine Nwuneli.
Yes.
Headed to the Saints as an undrafted free agent. Phelan Sanford, headed to Vegas, Raider Nation, UFA, undrafted free agent. Anthony Grant gets a tryout in the Bucks minicamp, which is different than signing as an undrafted free agent, right?
I don't know the difference on that real well. I really don't.
It's a little bit different. He gets a tryout in a rookie minicamp. There's a distinction to be made there, but he's getting a tryout with the Tampa Bay team. Let's see. Newsom, we mentioned Newsom. Who else is? I think that's about it, actually.
Reimer.
Oh, Billy Kemp. Oh, yeah, Reimer and Billy Kemp. First of all, Billy Kemp headed... Billy Kemp got a mini camp invite with the Giants. The last I heard on Reimer, Luke, was he was considering, I heard this last night, Indianapolis or New York Giants.
Okay.
Giants. So I don't know where, if there's anything.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know if he's decided yet. I don't see anything that suggests he has. So that's it. That's the rundown. No draft.
Marco Ortiz going to the Chargers.
Thank you, Jake.
Long snapper.
Thank you, Jake.
You got to respect those guys, you know?
100%. Ortiz is good.
Big deal.
I imagine. See, here's the thing with long snappers. Bill will back this up. If you make the team as a long snapper, you're set. You're probably set for many years.
The reason you see so many long term is because of protection.
Snappers?
Yes. In general, if you just went through every Division I school, it's probably in the 85 percentile that the long snappers in college do not protect. They snap and they release.
Now.
And so in the NFL, you are 100% snapping and protecting. And so that is such a big difference. So it's like, man, I can snap as good as anybody, but can you also protect?
Ortiz.
That's why when they find someone that can protect, that's why they last so long.
For a long time.
In the NFL.
They can, yeah. Like 10-plus years.
The Dolphins had a guy, John Denny, who was there for 14 years until he was 40 years old.
You can do it. You can make it a long career.
If you can snap and you can protect, you're going to stay forever. And I'll give you an example. I was with, a couple years ago, I went out to spend time with my friends with the Bengals. And so and the special teams coordinator is a great guy. And so I'm hanging out with him. And in between periods, when there's way less specialists at that time, he was working with they had their starting long snapper, and they were working with the backup, the undrafted free agent. And all he was working with was how to protect.
Really?
That's all he did. He had him alone for 90 minutes trying to teach him how to protect. And then in the end, he didn't make the team.
Oh.
Because he couldn't protect.
See, I wonder, Ortiz, I don't know. You know this stuff better than I do. Ortiz, I would think, could protect because he's so big and athletic.
That helps. That's a big part of it.
When he would trot out on the field before the game, I would always be like, who the hell is that? Yeah. I mean, you know, he'd be one of the first players out, and I'm way up, so I can't see the number initially all the time. I'm like, God, like, who is that? He's like 6'5", 240, looks like a big, he looks like Carlos Polk. That's the long snapper. I mean, he's a good-looking long snapper, like a really athletic.
And long snappers are always undrafted free agents.
Yeah,
that's just 100. that's who they are.
100. So, yeah, I wish I could come up with more names of guys that, like Sam Hartman, that didn't get drafted. I should have done that. But yeah, that's what freaks me out about the draft every year.
Let me ask you this. Does it bother you when someone like that does not get drafted and someone like Torrey Taylor, excellent punter, goes in the fourth round?
No, Taylor makes total sense to me.
Fourth round.
He's the Iowa punter.
Fourth round doesn't make sense to me. No.
Doesn't it?
No.
Why?
Very.
Yeah, because the difference between the best punter and the worst punter is not that far in the NFL. It's a matter of like a yard.
Fourth round.
And so you can find, my point is, there's probably a punter out there that you can find at way Maybe. Less value. Fourth round, I'm like.
The way I'd push back is last year on this show several times I said he's the best punter in the world. The best punter in the world. I think the best punter in the world could go in the fourth round. I mean, I think he's the best punter in the world. That's pretty good.
The Bears had four draft picks. He was one of their four picks. Two first-round picks, and then besides that, two more. But he was one of their four picks.
Oh.
Torrey Taylor.
Huh? I wonder, do you have any names of guys who didn't go?
Well, just the ones we mentioned there. I mean, I saw Brevin Spann, four from Minnesota, did not get drafted. The tight end.
He's good, but it doesn't shock.
Some people thought he could be, going into the season, a somewhat of a high draft pick. Didn't happen for him.
He's good.
He's a good player.
Oh, he's good.
There's a lot of good players that didn't get drafted.
It's amazing every year when you look at the. I mean, you could probably just, if you go to the running back position, find some good ones that didn't get drafted. But every year, that's what mesmerizes me. How it's really hard, really hard.
But yeah, I think what you said though, Sip, the two quarterbacks, Hartman and Tagovailoa, are the ones that surprised me. Not seeing them get drafted. Hartman was good at Notre Dame. He was really good.
Really?
He was good at Wake Forest. Yeah. He was a good quarterback. I thought he'd be drafted for sure somewhere. A flyer in the seventh round. Didn't happen. But Nebraska.
Who was Mr. Irrelevant?
It was a guy from Alabama. Last name Key. I think a defensive player. I think I forget his first name, but he went to Alabama player was last pick in the draft. So
I think Alabama led again, didn't they? Didn't they lead in draft picks? I believe they were number one. But I didn't. I thought I heard that driving yesterday, but can't be 100% on that.
I have a list of the best undrafted players, but I got an ad blocker up. We'll do that later.
We can do that later. Yeah, there's your draft update. 2 years out of 5, no Huskers in the NFL draft. Unfortunate, but we'll see if that changes next year for the Huskers. When we come back, song of the day and Bill's thrills on early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.